You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. And what do we say? Yes, if you turn us on, you'll hear it. It's The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Lovely to be with you. It is a Thursday morning, and we've got as far as the 13th of October. Yes, almost 2 weeks in already. Right, let's take a look. A couple of things to start us off on this Thursday morning. Azerbaijani Railway Day today. And needless to say, that's going to be celebrated in Azerbaijan. International Day for Natural Disaster Reduction. We should really do that every day, shouldn't we, really? And in Poland today, they are celebrating, they're celebrating Paramedics Day.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
said, come on, on in.
Come on, Arlene, from the Kevin Rowland and Dexy's Midnight Runners there. Bring us in on a Thursday morning. Can't get much better than that, can you? Well, you never know. Right, 6 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, and it's a nice, relaxing day again today. Sadly, it is Thursday. We'll take a rummage around for some tech stories this morning. But Dr. Computer can't join us today. He's got a meeting. He's just been travelling, remember? And so he's got a meeting this morning, so he won't be with us. We do have a guest in the last hour. I'll tell you more about that a little bit later on. Are we awake yet? You'll like this one. This will get you going. The Mavericks. Dance in the Moonlight. That's a bit late. You missed it, but never mind.
Take my heart and roses that I am
always play jolly music, don't they, the Mavericks? Ralph Marlowe lead vocals, of course. I tell you what, you're going to like this. This is an actual transcript from court proceedings. The attorney says to the witness, she had three children, right? Yes. The attorney says, how many were boys? None, she said. And then the attorney says, were there any girls? That's the Rolling Stones' Undercover of Night there. And tell you what, that's brought us to exactly just a few seconds right now. That's after 15 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Now we're going to put you in the shower and get you ready to go for wherever it is you're going this morning. All right? Smelling nice. Especially, please, if you're going to be using the using the metro, of course, or the buses. What do we want to do? Everybody dance. Come on. Even if you are on the bus or the train. Give me a
rock with the bass. Pajamas live in the best, and I don't waste time on the mic with a dope rhyme. Jump to the rhythm, jump, jump to the rhythm, jump. And I'm here to combine beats and lyrics to make you shake your pants, take a chance. Come on and dance, guys. Grab a girl, don't wait, make a twirl. It's your world, and I'm just a squirrel. Trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. So, yo, what's up? Hands in the air. Come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live, and I will do this too. Party people in the house, move.
Come on, let me see you move. Yes, everybody dance now. From the Candic Music Factory. Time on the Breakfast Show. Time for you to go off to where it is you're going this morning. And say, I hope you're going to have a great day. We'll take a look in a couple of minutes, a couple more things relevant to today's date. If you just joined us, it is Thursday. It is the 13th of October already.
Watching you, a la 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 long, a la 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 long, longly long, long, long. Come on, a la 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 long, a la 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 long, longly long, long, long. Hey, standing across the room, I saw you smile. Said I wanna talk to you for a little while, but before I make my move, my emotions start running wild. Looking in your face.
That is In a Circle and Sweat. Right, take a look at a couple of things from this date, the 13th of October. Let's go back to the year 1792. The cornerstone, this is the cornerstone of the Executive Mansion, was laid by US President George Washington in Washington, D.C. The building became known, of course, as the White House, and that was in 1818. 1884, Greenwich in London, England, is established as Universal Time, the meridian of longitude. That's why we always say GMT, Greenwich Mean Time.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sail, I'm the master of my sea. Oh, ooh, the master of my sea. Oh, from a young age, taking my smoke into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
That's A Bad Time to Be in Love from Grand Funk Railroad. Nothing else. I love the name of the band. And before that, it was Imagine Dragons and a Cascari remix of Believer. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just making our way down to the bottom of the hour, up past the hour of 6 o'clock on this morning's Breakfast Show here on 89.3 Cool FM. Quick break, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at tiendas Intemperie.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just coming up to 28 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Taking a look at some of the news stories we've got for you this morning, local news. Looking at this in more detail, of course, at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. I had to do this a little bit early yesterday. I was going out last night, so I sort of rummaged through and got it. So there may be some. I'm going to take a look at the local news and take a little rummage around, see what else there is later on this morning. Cabinet authorised the Panama Maritime Authority to sign the addendum number 1 to the contract between the state and the company Panama Colon Container Port, PCCP. This is for the development, construction, operation, administration and management of a container and general cargo terminal on Isla Margarita in the province of Colon. And worth mentioning, the PCCP terminal there would be the fourth container port located in Colon province. It currently operates the port of Cristobal, the Colon container terminal, and the Manzanillo International Terminal. Nicolí, this is a municipality in Colombia, is the epicenter of the current migration crisis in that region, where some 10,000 people wait to enter the Darien jungle. During a tour of the area, the Colombian ombudsman, this is Carlos Camargo, assured that the increase in the migrant and refugee population in transit to the north of the continent has made the humanitarian crisis on the border with Panama worsen. Likewise, the risks of violation of fundamental rights for these people. In response to two inquiries from the La Prensa newspaper, the Colombian Ombudsman's office reported that an estimated they've got 9,000 migrants in Nicolí who have to wait up to 4 days to get a boat ticket to take them to Acandí, both in the route through the urban areas as well as through the district of Capurgana. And once there, they enter the jungle to reach Panama. Between January and September of this year, a total of 303 foreigners have been deported or expelled from the country for different reasons, the National Migration Service confirmed on Wednesday. According to the data released by the Panamanian immigration authorities, of the aforementioned amount, 127 people were applied the expulsion sanction and 176 the deportation measure. Migration from Panama specifies that within the deportation, 55 were applied to citizens born in Nicaragua, 37 to natives of Colombia, and 18 from Venezuela. The Superior Court of Appeals of the First Judicial District of Panama changed the measure from provisional detention to house arrest for a person who is being investigated for the alleged commission of the crime of fraud in a case related to plastic surgery. Last Tuesday, the 4th of October, the prosecutor Murgas charged her with the alleged commission of the crime of fraud and managed to get a guarantee judge to order her preventive detention. The measure was changed by the Superior Court in a hearing held on Tuesday. The Ministry of Health, through the National Directorate of Pharmacy and Drugs, confirmed on Wednesday that 3,819 illicit products were detected in September. The information was released at a press conference by the health authorities as part of the campaign against illegal drugs, organized by the Inter-Institutional Executive Committee for the Prevention, Prosecution and Detection of Substandard and or Allegedly Counterfeit or Illicit Pharmaceutical Products. And those are just some of the things. As I say, I had to do that sort of fairly early yesterday, so I will take a rummage around in a little bit and see what else there is for us happening locally. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 24 minutes, and that is before, that's before the hour of 7 o'clock. We'll be right back. There we go, another little bit of bopping for you this morning. Get you in the right frame of mind for making your way off to the office. 22 the hour of 7 o'clock. Joining me in the last hour of this morning's programme, and in the last hour of this morning's programme, just checking, we've got Matthew Hotsko coming in to chat with us. He's been on the programme before. And it's going to be fun because we're going to be talking about the winners of the Ford Environmental Project, which is going to be really good because they came in and talked to us about it before, about the actual project itself. So they're going to come in, chat with us about that. That's in the last hour of this morning's programme. As I mentioned, Dr. Computer, he's sort of wrapped up. He's got to go to a meeting this morning. So he won't be able to join us. Now, you know I like the symphonic versions of songs, don't you? This is the symphonic version from Foreigner.
I've gotta take a little time, a little time to think things over. I better read between the lines, in case I need it when I'm older. This mountain I must climb feels like the world upon my shoulder, but through the clouds I see love shine. It keeps me warm as life grows colder. In my life there's been heartache and pain. I don't know if I can change this lonely life. I wanna know what love is. I want you to show me. I wanna feel what love is. I know you can show me. A little time, a little time to look around me. I've got nowhere left to hide. It looks like love has finally found me. Change this lonely life. I wanna
And that's it, the symphonic version. I want to know what love is from Foreigner. Do like it when they do that. Right, I tell you what, let's take another look at something else which is relevant to today's date. What is happening? We mentioned the cornerstone of the Executive Mansion. That was in 1792. And we mentioned Greenwich, and that was setting the universal time meridian of longitude. 1892, on this day, Edward Emerson Barnard discovers D/1892T1. Right. The first comet, which was discovered how? Well, by means of photographs, photographic means. That was on the night of October the 13th and 14th. Coming forward to 1951, in Atlanta, Georgia, a football with a rubber covering was used for the first time. This was the Georgia Tech match with Louisiana. And Georgia Tech beat Louisiana 25-7. I guess that's the time in the evening, is it? 25-7. Talking time, we're making our way up to 13 minutes before 7 o'clock.
Do your dance.
Show with Jerry D.
There goes. That's Christine McVie and Get a Hold on Me. And tell you what, something else, big deal, this one. And what happened on this day in the year 1958? By the way, it is, if you just joined us, it is the 13th of October. Yeah, that's it. We're almost 2 weeks right through the month already. 1958, guess who makes his debut on this day, 1958? Paddington Bear. Yep, a classic character from English children's literature, and as we know, a very good friend, or was a very good friend, of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. They had a marmalade sandwich pact, that's what it was. We're just coming up to 5 minutes before seven.
We'll be right back.
And that is Kim Wilde, and You Keep Me Hanging On. And time-wise, we're just making our way to the top of the hour. We are about just about a minute away from the hour of 7 o'clock this morning on The Breakfast Show.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Absolutely, and if you're with us here this morning on The Breakfast Show, thank you. You know, you've got plenty you can be doing with your time, and if you're sharing some with us, that's great. Let's take a look at some of the items in the international news this morning, and I tell you what, I know what's going on in Ukraine, what's going on with everything else in the world, with climate change, etc., and I tell you, this first story, which I've chosen for this morning, I think is more important and scarier than all of the others. The world's wildlife populations have declined by more than two-thirds since 1970, as forests have been cleared and oceans polluted, according to an assessment released on Thursday. This serious drop tells us that nature is unraveling and the natural world is emptying, said Andrew Terry, Director of Conservation and Policy at the Zoology Society of London. The World's Wildlife Fund, the WWF report, which used 2018 data from ZSL, that's the Zoological Society of London, on the status of 32,000 wildlife populations covering more than 5,000 species, found that population sizes had declined by 69% on average. Deforestation, human exploitation, pollution and climate change were the biggest drivers of the loss. Now, if you look at those, deforestation, human exploitation, pollution and climate change were the biggest drivers of the loss. Who do you think is responsible for that? We are. We are responsible for that. And everybody talks about climate change, etc., 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 but the reason is simple. And nobody seems to want to talk about it. We're overpopulated. The planet cannot sustain the growth in population. That's my opinion, and I think that's being proved. If Ukraine is admitted into the US-led NATO military alliance, then the conflict in Ukraine would be guaranteed to escalate into World War III, a Russian Security Council official was quoted as saying on Thursday. Just hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin formally proclaimed the annexation of up to 18% of Ukraine on September the 30th, President Volodymyr Zelensky announced a surprise bid for fast-track membership of NATO. Britain said it would donate air defense missiles capable of shooting down cruise missiles to Ukraine in the wake of Russian strikes on Kiev and other cities in recent days. British Defense Secretary Ben Wallace announced the new support ahead of a NATO meeting in Brussels, which took place, was taking place today. Russian troops are likely attempting to consolidate along a new front line west of the village of Mylov in Ukraine's southern region of Kherson, the British Ministry of Defence said on Thursday. Heavy fighting continues along this line, especially at the western end where Ukrainian advances mean that Russia's flank is no longer protected by the Inhulets River, the ministry said in its intelligence update on Twitter. A former employee of Donald Trump has told federal agents the former president asked for boxes of records to be moved within his Florida residence after receiving a government subpoena demanding their return, the Washington Post reported on Wednesday. The testimony of the key witness, coupled with surveillance footage the Justice Department also obtained, represents some of the strongest known evidence to date of possible obstruction of justice by the former Republican president. Another wave of COVID-19 infections may have begun in Europe as cases begin to tick up across the region, the World Health Organization and European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control said on Wednesday. Although we are not where we were 1 year ago, it is clear the COVID-19 pandemic is still not over. World Health Organization's Europe Director Hans Kluge and ECDC's Director Andrea Amon said in a joint statement. Saudi Arabia rejected as not based on facts. This is criticism of an OPEC Plus decision last week to cut its oil production target despite US objections, and said that Washington's request to delay the cut by a month would have had negative economic consequences. The OPEC Plus decision was adopted through consensus, took into account the balance of supply and demand, and was aimed at curbing market volatility, the Saudi Foreign Ministry said in a statement on Thursday. And that's basically it. That's what we're looking at, some of those things happening in the world. Like I said, I find the first one there about the decline in our natural habitat and our species really, really upsetting, to be perfectly honest. Right, time on The Breakfast Show to get back to the music. Well, with a little help from my friends. And Joe Cocker, of course.
Sang out of tune, would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key, yeah. Oh baby, how do I help you? All I need is my brother. How do I help you? I say I'm gonna get high. I tell you, don't you say it no more.
I will help you, my friend.
Gonna get out of my friend.
I will help you, my friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it sure feels like man. Don't you know I'm gonna make it with my friends? I promised myself I'd get back. Said I'm gonna try it with them too.
Yeah.
That's it, Mr. Joe Cocker there, with a little help from my friends. Well, they did get a little bit of help from their friends, really, didn't they? Because it was a song written by the Beatles, which he covered, and did a very good job of it, too, really. It's very different. And did very nicely for him, Mr. Joe Cocker. And the guys that helped him out? The Beatles. Take a deep breath. And relax. Some good memories. Michelle from the Beatles. I'll tell you what we are going to be doing a little bit later on. I'm going to do it between half past seven as we make our way up to 8 o'clock. Well, we've got a lot of you in your cars heading into work this morning. I've got a couple of events coming up. We've got the Ancon Beer Fest. That's coming up on this Saturday in the afternoon. That's going to be a great fun event. I've got a couple of tickets to give away for that. And also the Van Gogh experience, I guess that's what I would call it, which is at Lapa. I'm going to be going along on Friday evening with my good lady, and we've got a couple of tickets to give away for that as well. So that's the Van Gogh experience. We're going to do that between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. Keep you on your toes, won't it? So I tell you what, we better make a note of how to contact us here on the Breakfast Show, don't you? There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on the Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you, English or Espanolish.
2-2-3-5-1-6-2.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that +507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
But she moves like lightning, and she counts to three. And she turns out all the lights and says she's coming for me. Now put your hands up, this is a heist. And there's no one in here living gonna make it out alive. Load it up when the sun comes down. Getaway car for two young lovers. Me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. Green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You said it's no party on the day that I die. Green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You said it's no party on the day that I die. We go together, Adam and Eve. But the girl is so much more than just another apple thief. Yeah, she's a genius, watch and learn. To your lovers, me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green grass.
Absolutely, and there better be some rum involved as well. That's all I can say. There we go. That was George Ezra there. And that was Green Green Grass. And hey, didn't we have a downpour yesterday? Good grief. I was just about to sort of go off. Remember that we talked about the event that was over there in the City of Knowledge, the sort of future fair, and it poured down with rain. And I thought, oh, that's it. I stay home. Well, they did warn us, and I did mention that they do have a warning. It came out yesterday, early hours of yesterday morning, and it goes through until midnight on Friday. So that's 11:59 on Friday. Apparently, if it's raining at 11:58, it's going to start at 11:59. So anyway, yeah, so that was pretty, and so there's a chance that we may get more of that, but we're going to take a look at the weather forecast, see if we're going to have any green, green grass. Starting over there in Costa Rica, in the province of Colón, as we do, 31 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature for today, with 22 degrees being the minimum. 37 degrees will be the thermal sensation, with 82% relative humidity. Now, over there, it's going to be partially cloudy during the course of this morning. There's rains and thunderstorms coming in the afternoon, and it'll be cloudy to tonight. Now, let's take a look at West Panama, shall we? Cloudy right now, 30 degrees Celsius with maximum temperature, 22 degrees the minimum, 36 the thermal sensation, with 81% being the relative humidity. All right, so as I said, it's cloudy right now, rain and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and tonight, isolated showers. Moving along the coast a little bit to Panama metro area, that's where we're sitting right now, with 29 degrees being the maximum temperature for today, 23 being the minimum, 34 degrees the thermal sensation, which isn't unpleasant, and relative humidity at 81%. Now, they do say for us here, for the course of the morning, a chance of a few showers. Guess what? In the afternoon, rain and thunderstorms, and tonight, a few showers again, so we're in for a pretty wet and miserable day today. Now, let's move along to the Gulf of Panama. Let's pop out there for the round about the Perlis Islands out that way. 28 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 25 being the minimum. Their thermal sensation, again, pleasant at 34 degrees Celsius and 84% relative humidity. Now, out there today, they say isolated rains with thunderstorms. And what you get there is you get this little icon. It's got a sun peeping over the clouds, a flash of lightning, and some rain. So you're going to get a bit of everything during the course of this morning. In the afternoon, it's rain and thunderstorms. They got rid of a little bit of sunshine. And tonight, isolated showers. So there we go. There's your forecast. Now, we are a maritime nation, so let's take a look at the maritime conditions for today, starting with the tides, as we do. On the Pacific today, we just have two high tides and one low tide. The first high tide, that was at 5:48 this morning, and that was 5.09 metres. Low tide, 11:56 this morning, 0.09 of a metre. And then high tide, the last one, that'll be at 6:14 this evening, and that will be 4.79 metres. All right? So that's the Pacific. On the Caribbean, we got a full set. We got two up and two down. The first high tide, that was 5:33 this morning, 0.15 of a metre. The low tide will be at 8:07 this morning. Not much time difference there. And that'll be 0.12 of a metre. High tide again, 3:28 in the afternoon, 0.37 of a metre. And the last low tide will be at 11:28 tonight. That is minus 0.06 of a metre. All right, so that's it. They're the tides for you. Let's take a look at the actual sea conditions, shall we? See if we've got any advisories for you, starting on the Caribbean for this morning. Conditions are good. Winds are light. They're just 10 to 20 kilometres an hour coming from the east-southeast during the morning. Waves a little bit choppy today. Waves at 4 feet. In the afternoon, good conditions prevail, 10 to 20 kilometre an hour winds coming from the west-southwest in the afternoon. Waves are coming down a foot, they're coming down to 3 feet. On the Pacific, good conditions for this morning, 16 to 20 kilometre an hour winds coming from the southeast, waves at 3 feet. And now, let me see. That was for the afternoon. So let's look for this morning on the Pacific. Good conditions, not much difference really. Winds a little bit higher in the morning at 25 to 28 kilometres an hour coming from the northeast with waves at 3 feet. And again, let me just remind you, in the afternoon, we've got 16 to 20 kilometres an hour winds coming from the southeast with 3-foot waves. So there we are. That's it. There's our little look for this morning at the weather here on The Breakfast Show. 89.3 Cool FM, of course.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama, Farley Motors in Clayton, Sweet Down Little Sabaire. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors, 6431-0419.
Valley Motors.
Ricky, cuidado, te caes. Ay, Marta, contesta, por favor.
Hola, querido, ¿cómo estás?
Marta, me estoy volviendo loco. Los niños no se quedan quietos. Tengo que mandar un montón de documentos y planificarme para la semana. Recuerda que estoy en teletrabajo.
Ay, Richie, relájate. Solo abre el HP Smart App en tu celular. Conéctate a la impresora y podrás resolver todo.
¿Ah? ¿Qué hablas? ¿Eso qué tiene que ver con los chiquillos?
Bueno, en el app tienen plantillas para que le imprimas a los niños para que pinten. Tienen cosas de Halloween, juegos, de todo. Y luego usa esa misma app para escanear tus documentos, sacar las copias y hasta imprímete una agenda para que anotes todos tus pendientes.
¿Sabes qué? Por eso es que te amo.
Imprime, escanea y comparte con tu impresora en cualquier momento y lugar. Conoce el estado de los consumibles. Imprime cientos de plantillas divertidas. Miles de funciones al alcance de tus dedos. Conoce las promociones que DataSurf tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas compatibles con HP Smart desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y agiliza tus procesos con las impresoras HP y HP Smart.
I tell you what, it's that time of the year again. And I tell you something else as well, you're allowed to go out. You are. And the British Ball is back. 2022, Saturday the 3rd of December at 7:30 p.m. Come and let your hair down. It's at the Hotel Miramar Intercontinental on Avenida Balboa. The prices, just the same as they were last time, $125 per ticket. They're on sale now. Tickets at BritishBallPanama.com or just pop along to the website, www.BritishBallPanama.com. There are only 250 tickets available. Oh, and I've got 10 of them. See you there.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM.
to search the mind.
And that is Tracy Spencer and This House. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just 29 minutes right now. And that is before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Right, we're going to take a look at some of the international business headlines for this morning. Wall Street futures ticked higher on Thursday with investors on edge ahead of closely watched US inflation report that could keep the Federal Reserve on the path of aggressive interest rate hikes. All three major indices slipped in the previous session after minutes from last month's Federal Reserve meeting showed policymakers agreed they needed to maintain a more restrictive policy stance. At the meeting, Fed officials raised interest rates by 0.75 percentage point for the third straight time in an effort to drive inflation down from 40-year highs, and Federal Chairman Jerome Powell vowed that they would keep at it until they were confident the job is done. The tech-heavy Nasdaq and the S&P 500 have fallen for six straight sessions now. On growing fears that aggressive tightening by the Fed could tip the world's largest economy into a recession, global markets have suffered a torrid few weeks, and there was little sign of respite in either Asia or Europe as weak equities knocked MSCI's 47-country world index down for a seventh straight day. The seemingly unstoppable dollar held its ground in the currency markets to cement the yen's struggles, while bond traders were also watching Britain's gilt market with the Bank of England due to end its emergency stabilisation measures on Friday. Europe's region-wide Stock 600 index was down 0.6%, also down for a seventh straight session. It has fallen nearly 4.3% in the last 6 days, with markets worried that aggressive global interest rate hikes will trigger recessions. British lenders expect less credit to be available during the 3 months to the end of November across mortgages, unsecured consumer lending and business loans, a Bank of England survey showed on Thursday. The Bank of England's quarterly credit conditions survey took place between the 30th of August and the 16th of September before Finance Minister Kwasi Kwarteng's mini-budget announcement and subsequent market turmoil. A joint venture set up by Japan's Sony Group Corporation and Honda Motor is aiming to deliver its first electric vehicles by 2026 and will sell them online, starting in the United States and Japan. The new electric vehicle will also be priced at a premium, offering a new software system developed by Sony that would open the way to recurring revenue from entertainment and other services that would be billed monthly, the companies have said. And Alphabet Inc.'s Google has approved former US President Donald Trump's social media app, Truth Social, for distribution on the Google Play Store, a company spokesperson said on Wednesday. Trump Media and Technology Group, which operates Truth Social, is expected to make the app available in the Play Store shortly, said Google. And there's always a smile, isn't there, when we have a story about Elon Musk. The world's richest man, Elon Musk, has scented a new opportunity to capitalize on quirky products, launching a perfume. What is it called? It's called Burnt Hair, that he said sold 100,000 bottles to earn $1 million in just a few hours. With a name like mine, getting into the fragrance business was inevitable. Musk? There we go. Why did I even fight for it so long, Musk asked on Twitter, where he now describes himself as a perfume salesperson. The essence of repugnant desire is the website description of his latest offering, which costs $100 a bottle and is set to start shipping in the first quarter of 2023, making good on a product Musk first touted in September. Previous brainwaves have included Tesla's own brand Tequila, launched in 2020, a pair of short shorts to signify Musk's victory over investors who bet against the electric vehicle maker, which is now, of course, the world's most valuable car firm. Well, I'll tell you what it says here. Is set to start shipping in the first quarter of 2023. Okay, so there's a little bit of good news there for us men. Won't be available for Christmas. Oh, I can't remember. Burnt Hair. Sort of, well, it does really sort of bring out this wonderful essence, doesn't it? Well, I tell you what, before I go back to the music, because this is our sort of, we've got a couple of tickets to give away for the Ancon Beer Fest. And also for the Van Gogh experience, which is at Lapa. We've got a couple of tickets to give away for those. But firstly, let me just remind you about this. It's another chance to win something. What do you think about the possibility of winning a weekend for two, with breakfast included, or being able to buy those shoes that you want so much, or a dinner for two in a local restaurant, or maybe a relaxing massage? Here's your opportunity to win these and many other prizes by filling out our survey. Yeah, this is Cool FM survey. Go to coolfmpanama.com and complete the survey that appears on the homepage. Every week we have a winner. So cheer up and participate. Only for Cool FM listeners, all right? And we know who you are. All of you. Really, we do. It's all clever, isn't it? So there we are. Chance to win some great prizes there. We call it Bentley. We've got a couple of tickets to give away for Beer Fest and also for the Van Gogh experience. And you'll be joining me, actually, and hopefully Yasmin and my good lady. And that's for tomorrow night. So we've got all those to give away. Back to the music. We're going to do a couple in a row, starting with this.
Do you belong to what you're hanging on to? Are you caught in a loop? What is wrong with you? You keep making do. Have you given up on hope? I could be your antidote. Are you lost in a state of anxiety? Just let it be. Excuse me, please. Just your
There we go, that's it. That is Boris Dvigosh and Rosin. And that was Never Enough. That name too much. Right, I tell you what, one more piece of music. We'll talk about giving away those two tickets for the Van Gogh Experience after this, which is quite appropriate.
Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, how you suffered for your sanity, how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you, but still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night, portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never.
Lovely song that, wasn't it? It's called Vincent, meaning Vincent Van Gogh. And good morning, Yasmin.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Nice song.
It is a nice song, isn't it? It's been around a long time as well. Mm-hmm. It's on the old original American Pie album by, I'm not going to say the name of the artist, so don't ask. Because I thought I would ask that question in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Right, now, this is a good deal, isn't it, this one? Because we've got two tickets to give away. Mm-hmm. To Beyond Van Gogh, mm-hmm. which is at Atlapa.
Exactly.
And this is for 8 o'clock tomorrow evening,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
8, and then it goes, you say it goes on for about 45 minutes, mm-hmm. about that, 45 minutes?
Yes, but everybody have to be there at 7:45.
Okay, got to be there 15 minutes before. Yeah. So 7:45 at Adlapa. Whereabouts in Adlapa is it? Okay, is it Adlapa?
Yeah, I don't remember. It's the big. It's a big area.
It's a big area.
Uh-huh.
I know Adlapa, isn't it? Yeah. But we'll find it.
Well, you can see, yeah. From outside, you can see the signs of the,
okay.
the entrance.
There. Okay. Mm-hmm. So 7:45, mm-hmm. need to be there. It's tickets, two tickets, all right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's for two people together.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming with me and hopefully you as well, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. And Christina.
And Christina, my good lady Christina. Yeah, mm-hmm. we're going to go and see that. We haven't seen it before, so that's going to be exciting. But it's quite an expensive little event, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Oh.
And it's very nice, you know. Event, so you can spend the night with a nice group of...
Be careful how you word that.
Of our listeners.
Be careful how you are taking a wife. You can spend the night with... That's my girl. She's always trying to promote me here. So, yeah. So, we're going to give away two tickets
mm-hmm.
for Beyond Van Gogh. Mm-hmm. This is tomorrow night, mm-hmm. which is, let me check, the 14th. Friday the 14th. Mm-hmm. Luckily, today's not Friday. you need to be there at 7:45
yes.
and meet up with myself and Christina, hopefully Yaz as well.
Mm-hmm.
We will have a nice experience
mm-hmm.
together. Now, what I'm going to do is tell you, you need to WhatsApp us. We're going to do this by WhatsApp,
mm-hmm.
all right? You need to WhatsApp us. And the question I was going to ask you is this. Now, WhatsApp, let me remind you, make a note of the number. The WhatsApp number, 677-18822. 677-18822. For two tickets to go to Beyond Van Gogh tomorrow night. You must be available tomorrow night and you must be able to get there for 7:45, all right? The question you have to answer, and I'm going to take the first person who gives me the right answer. I played Vincent. I want to know who is the artist. Okay? Good grief.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica's already come in.
That's good.
How did you manage that? Oh, well, that's it. Two tickets.
Wow, awesome. That's congratulations.
Okay, Jessica. Well, look, we'll get the details to you. All right. I'd never seen anybody so quick in my life. All right, so, well, that one's out the way. Right, we're going to give another two tickets away in a minute. I've got the people coming up. Rosanna said Vincent Van Gogh. The answer in the chat was the artist. Well, you know, actually, that's a good question because I said, who was the artist? Well, of course, it's Vincent Van Gogh was the painter, but what I wanted was the artist who made the song.
Mm-hmm.
And that was from Jessica who came in. It was Don McLean mm-hmm. was the artist singing the song.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to do a piece of music. Then we're going to give a couple of tickets away to a beer fest, which is taking place on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
There's no stopping us today, is there? Hey? So, all right, so that's coming up after this one, which I think is another sort of rather appropriate song. Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers. Yes, there we go. That's ZZ Top with Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers. And I'm so sorry. We had some very good response from that. Let's say good morning to Maggie Love, and also to Rosanna. So sorry about that. And don't worry, we're going to have plenty more things to give away in the future. So do stick with us. Like, if you like a bit, I tell you what. Now this is a fun event. Yes,
mm-hmm.
It'd be nice.
Too many events.
Too many. So it's all happening, isn't it? Now this one is up there in Ancon. Okay, it's the Ancon Beer Fest. It's put on by Ancon Lodge up there, which is in the Shrine Building. Mm-hmm. And that, in natural fact, is where all the fun is going to take place, in the Abbasad Centre there, up in Ancon. If you know where it is, right next to the little hotel up there.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And
yes.
I think that's the Ancon Inn, I'm not sure. I'll have to double check. But anyway, now this is a fun afternoon. It all kicks off at 3 p.m. on Saturday afternoon, 15th of October, and it says here a beer pong tournament. That's always fun when you've had a few of them. Trivia questions and cornhole. Do you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
No, I mean cornhole. So mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, this one can be there. Also, it says here live Meteora, I think that's right. Fauna Luna, Nima, Charlie Mui. Kitana, OG Music Radio. Who are they?
Wow, a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of things going on there, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't see Cool FM on the list. Never mind. So, you know, now this is going to be Ancon, up there at the Shrine Centre in Ancon. If you're not sure where it is, if you go on to Waze or one of those, they will point you in the right direction. Mm-hmm. So that is on Saturday, the 15th of October, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There is a $15 donation. And but we're going to give tickets, a couple of tickets away in just a second. $15 donation, and you can do that on Yappy on 6550-4044. That's the one I have here, 6550-4044. And with your entrance, with your entrada, you get also a glass and a beer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's worth it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Okay.
Yeah, glass and a beer. Be full. And this is all benefiting, by the way, the Abbasad Shriners. So make a note of that. If you want more information, just give me a call, and I'll drop me a WhatsApp, and I'll get you more information on that. So that is the Beer Fest up there at the Shrine Building, put on by Ancon Lodge up there. That's then they got a beer pong tournament, trivia, cornhole, in live, Meteora, Fauna Luna, Nima, Charlie Moog, Kitana, OG Music Radio. So there's plenty happening. And if you want to get a ticket, donation $15. But I'm going to give away two tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Awesome.
And you know what? I think I'll ask a question.
Uh-huh.
Because whoever tells me what beer pong is... Oh, no, I'll tell you what. No, I know what beer pong is. Whoever tells me... If you can tell me what cornhole is, we'll give you those two tickets. Just WhatsApp us again, the WhatsApp number, 677-188-22. So if you fancy a fun afternoon up there in Ancon, drop us a WhatsApp, 677-188-22. The first to come in will get those two tickets. And in the meantime, piece of music.
Starry, starry night.
We've had that piece of music. What did I do? Here it is. This is the one I wanted. It's a cover from Mumford & Sons. The Boxer.
I'm just a poor boy, though my story's seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles. Yeah. All lies and jest. Still the man, he is what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway stations, running scared, laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they will know. Well, light a light, light a light, light a light, light a light. La 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 la. Asking only workmen's wages,
looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come on from the whores on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome, I took some comfort there. Then I'm laying down in my winter clothes and wishing I was home, going home, where the New York City winters aren't bleeding. And he carries the reminder of every glove that laid him down and cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame. I am leaving, but the fighter still remains. Oh, lie, lie, lie.
That's a lovely cover, that one, from Mumford & Sons and The Boxer. Right, I tell you what we are going to do. We are going to check out the news.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy, and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
Hello, les saluda su amigo el hacker y les traigo otra de mis hazañas. Ayer tumbé al hospital más grande de la ciudad. ¿Saben cómo lo hice? Me enteré que Samantha de Recursos Humanos cumplía años. Le envié un email con un certificado de regalo de su spa favorito. Samantha se emocionó y lo imprimió ahí mismo en la impresora de la oficina. Lo que ella no sabía es que ese certificado tenía mi código malicioso. Tan pronto la impresora lo leyó, logré infiltrarme en la red del hospital. Ups, lo hice de nuevo. Ahora no solo tengo la seguridad del hospital en mis manos, sino también todos los datos de sus pacientes.
Los ciberpredadores trabajan sobre tiempo. ¿No es hora de que tu seguridad lo haga también? Con HP Wolf Security, tu empresa jamás hubiera sido penetrada. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas con HP Wolf Security desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y cámbiate a las impresoras más seguras del mundo.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Dan Del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
It's morning radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Masquerade.
go. Isn't that nice? Just nice. That's Madonna there. And that was called Take a Bow, of course. Right, a couple of things. Firstly, we're going to go and check in with Ingrid in a couple of moments' time. But also, let me just remind you, we got a winner for our beer fest on Saturday. Rosanna Hine, congratulations on that, Rosanna. We'll be in touch with you, and we will get that all sorted out for you, so they've got your name and everything. But I'll let you know exactly how that's going to work. I asked what was cornhole. I said, now that Rosanna's explained it, I know it's like this board with holes in it, and you have teams on either side, and you throw, and you have to get them in the holes, and the person who gets the most in the holes is winner. It was really quite simple, really, wasn't it? Rosanna did give me a rather longer explanation, which was very detailed and exact. So thank you very much for that, Rosanna, and we'll get that information to you. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we are right now 23 minutes. Yeah, exactly 23 minutes, and that's after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, today is Thursday. I am looking at some pretty tall buildings. Oh, there's the spiral that looks like a giant screw. Yeah, you got it. I'm in Panama City. Yeah, we drove in last night. Oh, man. I forgot how much fun waking up in the city is. You guys got a beautiful morning right ahead of you here. The sun is peeking out over this Nomad Hotel. I can see some construction and some buildings all around. It's nice and quiet, except for me being noisy out here in the patio. Wow, it looks good. We're going to have a good day. I can see that right away. Yeah, well, last night we drove into the city because we had to get some things done, got to get some work done. I got to go to the dentist today. Yeah, got to get them teeth scrubbed up and cleaned up, make sure everything's looking good inside my mouth. Yeah, got to, you know, I do need to have good teeth. We all need to have good dental hygiene. So, I'm here. The gentleman inside is about ready to make me an espresso coffee. Then I have to go back and brush my teeth because you don't want to have coffee breath on your mouth when you go into the dentist. You remember, you know, or think whatever you ate last night, you don't want it to open your mouth and waft into the poor guy's face. And he's like, whoa, did you have some garlic last night? No, I didn't have. Yeah, well, okay, I did. I had some garlic. Yeah, I did. So then we will drive back. I'm going to stop at the PX. You know, Halloween is coming. It's one of my most favorite times of the year. I've been planning what I'm going to do for decorations and get some projections going, some inflatables and this, that, and the other. So I got to stop into the PX for some special Halloween things just in case. You know, oh my goodness, stopped into some grocery stores and oh, went to my favorite place last night, the Wallace, and they had this incredible beer. Oh my goodness. It was a Scottish stout beer with a wee bit of chocolate in it. It was so delicious. So I asked the owner, I said, where'd you get this? And she told me. So you know where I went last night. I went to one place to buy all they had, which was 8. And then I had to go to Reba, and she had 9. So, oh my goodness, I'm going to have 17 of my now new favorite beers. All right. Well, tomorrow is Freaky Friday Fun Facts, so I will hopefully be speaking to you then. Until then, back to you in the studio.
Keep your hands to yourself. Hands to yourself. keep your hands to yourself.
Go, that's Georgia and the Satellites, and keep your hands to yourself. That's nice, isn't it? Haven't done them yet. Right, time on the breakfast show. Let's take a look. I tell you what, I've got, I'm just waiting for it to actually sort of come up on my screen, because I have a piece of music that I want to share with you. It's not come up yet. I'll check it out in a moment. In the meantime, we're going to take a piece of music. We're coming down to the bottom of the hour, by the way, 8:30. We've also got on the line, let me say a very good morning. It's all busy this morning. I'm wearing myself out. Right, let me say a very good morning. Has it gone to... Oh, here we are, yes, because it's a different phone number now. This is from Greece. Yes, it's from Rowena and that's Rowena and Phil. They're not, they're in Delaware. It's from Renee and Rick. Yes, they're the ones. They're in Greece there. I tell you what, I got a good story here. I'm going to repeat the story a little bit later on, but it's because Renee was saying Dr. Computer was in today. Well, unfortunately, he can't make it because he's got a meeting this morning. But I think that's a great story, Rowena. And God, you'll have to change your name, Renee. Good morning, Rowena, and also good morning to Renee and Rick. Yeah, I'm going to read that out. It's quite an interesting little story, but Dr. Computer's not with us this morning, so they go that way. And yeah, the piece of me is come up now. Got a message in from Ashley this morning. And I got him, here he is, and he says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. See, there we go, we got them in the States, we got Rowena and Phil in the States, and we've also got in Greece, we have got Renee and Rick. It's also very, very complicated, isn't it? I'll go and get a rum. So anyway, good morning to all of you. Ashley says good morning to all your listeners worldwide. Have a lovely day. You asked if we could play this beautiful song, and it's one that's new to me. It's from Jed Medela. It's called The Past.
Keep track of the bad, though you knew one ever really loved her. No, 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 no. Didn't anyone tell you yet? To forgive is to forget. How can you be mad if you don't remember? I must forgive you. You must forgive me too. If we wanna try to put things back the way they used to be. Cause there's no sense in going over and over the same things as before. So let's not bring the past back anymore.
Lovely, wasn't it? That was the Jed Mandela suggestion from Ashley this morning, called The Past. And by all accounts, he is a Filipino singer. Breakfast show time, 25 minutes right now, before the hour of 9 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM.
Off my mind, talking, can't get you off my mind.
And that's it, Mr. Harry Styles there. And that was late night talking. Last night. 22 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And let me just see. Oh, yeah, now, let's go back to Rowena and Renee, because I said I'm always getting confused because they both begin with R, and you know what I'm like. So we've got Rowena, and we've also got Renee. And I'm going to send a message to Renee saying what I'm going to do in future. I've decided that I'm going to call you Beryl and Sue from now on. It's a lot easier for me, all right? So Beryl and Sue. Anyway, let's get back to Beryl. Renee. sent me a story this morning. She was saying about with Dr. Computer. Alex Newman was going to be with us this morning. Unfortunately, as I said, he couldn't make it. He had to attend a meeting this morning. I'm having so much fun. I've got phones all over the place this morning. He had to attend a meeting. He was travelling, if you remember rightly, he was travelling the other week. But it's an interesting story because it says here from Renee, and she says here, this is what actually happened, all right? It's a long story. You might want to sit down, perhaps go and make yourself a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, something like that. Greetings. I've got a story for Dr. Computer that he's going to like if he's on the program today. Now, he heard about this and apparently said he couldn't come in. I'll make a long story short if you can read the full version on my Facebook. Well, if this is short. We went out to dinner on Monday night. I left the table to use the restroom. On my way into the restaurant, we were seated outside. I tripped as I entered, and I went literally flying through the air, landed with a thud on my left side, splayed out on the floor in the middle of the restaurant. Well, several waiters came to help. Meanwhile, my Apple Watch pinged me and said, "Ian, looks like you've had a hard fall." Well, I was too busy assessing if I had broken anything other than my pride, and finally I got up off the floor and headed to the restroom, when my phone starts ringing through my Apple Watch. I have a temporary Greek SIM card phone number, so I'm wondering who is calling me. I answered on my watch, and it was somebody speaking Greek. You know, I've noticed that they do that in Greece. You know, they have a habit of doing it. It's really inconvenient, isn't it? And so I'm wondering who is calling me. I answered on my watch, and it was somebody speaking Greek, and I said I didn't understand. Well, the person then spoke English and told me that they are from Apple, and were alerted that I had fallen and my emergency contact, Rick, wasn't responding to the SOS call, so they were checking to see if I was okay. That was mind-blowing. Okay, so this wasn't really the short version, but anyway, I was pretty impressed how Apple handled all of that here while I was laying on the floor in a restaurant in Athens in Greece. Ha ha! Nothing broke, thankfully. Just sore. You asked if I could play a piece of music. I'll dig that out for you in a minute. But I had to have a little laugh at that, Beryl. I saw a story the other day. I'm going to have a look and see if I can find it, because this has caused a lot of problems, because apparently it does the same if you have a car crash. And it seems to be going off when it shouldn't be going off. And this is one of the reasons that I don't have an Apple phone. I mean, seriously, I mean, I really don't need it. Because if I had a fall, the phone would ping and say, "Oi, get up, you're drunk again." Time on the breakfast show, we're 18 before 9. I get my way. I won't dance. You won't. Hootie and the Blowfish, and Let Her Cry. Right, getting back to Renee. Sorry, as she's now Beryl, so I don't get confused with Rowena. So I have to do this. I have to write it all down, you know. Anyway, Renee, you did ask us if we could play a piece of music for you after your fall in the restaurant. I hope you weren't with the with Rick's boss or anybody like that. That's the way to do it. Here's Tom Petty. This is what you asked for. Free falling. Your watch will probably tell you you're listening to this in a moment.
She's a good girl. Loves her mom. Loves Jesus. In America too. She's a good girl. It's crazy about Elvis. Loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.
There we go, Tom Petty and Free Falling. I found the other story on the iPhone. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But first of all, I want to say a very good morning to Mary Lou. She's been with us since first thing this morning. Good morning, Mary Lou. Good day, everybody, is what she said. And I did not want to get up this morning. Join the clan. Been lazy, she says. You asked if we could play a piece of music for you. Do that in just a second. But you did enjoy, I know you enjoyed the story from Beryl, or as we say, Renee, now. Renee's fall. And I said, I found this other story about the iPhone 14. I'll tell you all about that in a moment. But the piece of music that you asked for, Mary Lou, was this one. Living Together, Fire and Rain.
Another day. What a beautiful place and time for us to be living together.
By the way, just to remind you, my guest in the last hour of this morning's program, if you weren't listening early on, I'm going to be speaking with Matthew Hotzko, and we're going to be talking about that amazing project they had. This was we're going to be talking about the winners of the Ford Environmental Project that's been done here locally, Panama, Costa Rica, Dominican Republic. We're talking about that later on today, which is all going to be nice with Matthew. And now, let me just get back. Let me find that story again. Yeah, here we go. It says, as reported by Wall Street Journal, several users of the new iPhone 14 and iPhone 14 Pro at amusement parks across the United States have been reported emergency services contacts being alerted that they've been involved in a car crash as they've ridden a roller coaster. The accidental trigger of Apple's latest safety features is likely caused by the sudden braking and movement of the roller coaster, triggering the iPhone sensors to misinterpret the movement as a car crash. The Wall Street Journal reports at least six incidents of emergency services being called for false alarms. In response to the false alarms, an Apple spokesperson said that Apple tested the features with over a million hours of car crash data and real-world driving analyses. Several tests have already been done to test the accuracy of the iPhone 14's crash detection with varying results. Here you go. A response to a test done by the Wall Street Journal in a junkyard where the, this is a junkyard where the iPhone failed to notice some car crashes, Apple have said the testing conditions did not provide the iPhone with enough factors to trigger an alert. So you've got to have a car crash which is within certain principles, I guess. Apple said that the iPhones were not connected to Bluetooth or CarPlay and may not have travelled enough distance before the impact for the device to register the crash. Crash detection is available on the iPhone 14 and 14 Pro. So, I don't know, have you got a 14? Beryl? Sorry. Renee? Do let us know. It's interesting, isn't it? But you didn't have a car crash, you just had a fall. So that's interesting. Find out more about that. Time. We're 9:05.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
We'll be right back.
to the Phil Spector Wall of Sound, that one. Be My Baby by the American girl group, the Ronettes, and released as a single. And that was on the Phillies record in August of 1963. It was written by Jeff Barry, Ellie Greenwich, and Phil Spector. And the song was the Ronettes' biggest hit, reaching number two in the United States and number four in the UK. And is often ranked among the finest songs of the 1960s. And it's regarded by some as the greatest pop record of all time, and I remember it well. And I'm not going to tell you how old I was either.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
I'll fly.
in my mind. I know her face by heart. Heaven and earth are moving in my soul. I don't know where to start. Tell me the words you define. The way I feel about someone so fine. How do you talk to an angel? How do you hold her close to where you are? How do you talk to an angel? It's like trying to catch a falling star. There, and I can feel her in the air. Tell me the words to define the way I feel about someone so fine. How do you talk to an angel? How do you hold her close to where you
go. That is two in a row. We started with Myra Follick and Stop Talking. You wish. And The Heights and How Do You Talk to an Angel. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're 20 minutes right now. After the hour of 9 o'clock, we're on 89.3 Call FM. Still to come, we'll be chatting in a little bit with our guest, with Matthew Hotzko, talking about Ford and those amazing environmental programs that they had. We got the winners. We'll be telling more about that in just a little bit. Meantime, here's that track off of Robbie Williams' new album, 25, and it's Lost.
I wake up, terrify myself again, cake to make up, and a little lost. These reactions are relentless, abandoning the permafrost. Got a list. I disappoint them only to exist. I lost my place in life. I lost my point of view. I lost what it is to love. When I lost of my masterpiece to the nothingness
greeting me. Everything smells like sympathy.
Well, there we go. And I'm just talking here with Matthew. Matthew, our guest this morning. Love to have you back.
Thanks. Good to see you again.
I didn't realize it was so long because you said, you know, well, there wasn't all that on the island last time you came out here.
That's right. I was here in 2018 when we were promoting the Fab Lab and Maker Day.
That's right. That's right. But yeah, I'm just saying we were just talking because, you know, that I always love Elton John and Britney Spears. And probably, the end. I wouldn't have been able to tell you it was Elton John on there, let alone anything else. So anyway, I'm promoting that one.
my wife loves that song.
Seriously, if it's just a song, a piece of music, I enjoy it. I mean, I do. But it was Britney Spears' big comeback.
She's free now, don't you know?
Well, yeah, absolutely, yes. After listening to that, I'm not so sure. But anyway... But for all those Britney fans out there, I'm tell you why I'm, because I'm disappointed. Because she is good. She has a good voice. She's made some really good music, and then that's her comeback. I want to hear Britney.
Right. You know? Hear those earth-shattering screams and voices.
Yes. And that's why she was locked up. Welcome to the program.
Good start.
Matthew, it's great to have you back. We're talking about this great project of Fords. As a matter of fact, I mean, I've got back here, you know, when we were talking about this last time, it was all sort of, you know, starting up and then going out to get the award. The response, I assume, has been brilliant.
The project, that we applied with this time was a garden for conservation of species and for producing or reproducing those species to be reintroduced into the jungles of Panama. We were talking a bit just now about an article that came out this week about how in the last 80 years about 60% of the world's populations have gone extinct. So we're living through another global mass extinction.
It's not even that long, I think, since the 1970s.
I mean, I've only been around for 21 years.
No. You're right. This is radio, that you'll get away with it.
You know, we've been here for so short during our lifetime, and I can still remember commercials 20 years ago talking about turn off the light when you leave the room and try to make a difference. But then I think about how many times I've been driving a car alone, or how many flights I've taken, or on a daily basis how many cups you throw away just from coffee or water or going to visit somebody. And what are we doing to try and make a difference and consume less? It's difficult. Like, you have to have a phone, you have to throw it away every 2-3 years and get a new one because it stops working, because everything keeps updating on a daily basis. And if you don't keep up, then you can't stay competitive.
On the topic, it's already quite interesting because my listeners know that I'm not exactly an Apple person. But in credit to them, they're developing machines now that you send your phone back and the machines actually can dismantle the phone right down to its bare bones. You can't do it, by the way. They're very clever. Somebody was saying about the new one, the 14. They tried to do like a dismantle. No way. But anyway, they get these machines now that actually do dismantle the phones, that segregates all the products, and then it can all be recycled.
It's a good idea.
Which is very important, because I quite agree with you. I mean, I have phones all over the place. I've still got my own phone. I haven't thrown them away because, firstly, they cost a lot of money in the first place, and I don't like to throw them anyway. And there are uses for them. Funnily enough, some people say, well, you can still use the camera.
Paperweight, you can put them on.
Yes. Now, here's a good point, because we're talking about recycling. My wife mentioned to me last night, said, oh, there's a company here now, they want to do the recycling, they'll give you the bins and they'll segregate everything. But then they want to charge us $80 a month in the bill.
The difficulty is the lack of infrastructure in Panama for the collection of waste, and then where do they take it all? Recently, other countries stopped accepting containers of trash to recycle.
Right.
So Panama has to do a better job of first collecting and then transforming that waste. There are several projects that are working with recycled plastic, and there's even some starting to try and work with aluminum as well. And it is important, but I think the burden lies on the larger multinational companies like Coca-Cola and these others. Something I thought of is, what if any piece of trash that was found in a river or whatever, they scanned and whatever company produced it and allowed that to happen was charged 5 cents, you know? And at the end of the year, they get a bill for all this trash that's been picked up because they don't want to deal with that issue.
Oh, but it's still fingerprint analysis to find out who had it in the first place.
That's why you have that barcode on it. So it came from you. Well, guess what? You get the fee. Panama could easily implement some type of tax.
But I've been saying for years, because the subject does keep coming up, because we do have a lot of environmentalists in on the program. And I said, look, the only way to fix this business with the rubbish is it has to be privatized. There are people, there was many years ago, apparently, I've been told this by a number of people, there was a company that wanted to do just that. Because these people are professionals. You know, give them, let them buy their own trucks, let them do it, let them come in. They recycle, or they ship it to wherever they want it to go for recycling. But here they can do a certain amount of recycling. The stuff that can't be recycled, the sort of the rubbish that they can burn, well, when they burn it, they can produce electricity.
Right.
You know, because what are you going to do? Cerro Patagonia's full.
Yeah, you can't really convert it to methane. I know that's the most popular form in the United States, but in Europe...
But that's also a pollutant.
It is.
You know, then New Zealand...
You're using up the land, and Panama has less
In New Zealand now, they're going to charge farmers for the methane that they're...
their cows produce?
Yeah, exactly. Interesting. That's interesting, yeah. So, anyway, we completely digress, as normal, on this program. And it's good. Now, tell us about the program.
Sure. So the program, Panama has about 12,000 plus species that have been identified, and about 1,200 of those are in risk of extinction, and about 50% of those 12,000 there's no information about them. So there's a lot of information lacking about the biodiversity in Panama. It's known and touted as one of the most biodiverse countries on the planet, and our project is a conservation garden that's registered in City of Knowledge, with the Ministry of the Environment. And so it's an important step because we took the time to register a space that the government recognizes as a conservation site. As you know, there's many gardens out there. There's Finca Drácula in Chiriquí. That's probably one of the most prestigious collections of
orchids.
Yeah,
absolutely. World famous.
Summit Gardens, obviously. Been around for over 100 years.
So is the crocodile that's there, I think. You know, it's a big one. I don't know if he's still there. It used to be huge.
So you have a lot of people that are experts and passionate about the biodiversity in Panama. They've managed collections. They've brought people from all around the world to share and exchange. But when you think of a country like Colombia that has a botanic garden in their city, or Singapore, where more than 4 million people a year go to visit their orchidarium. It's a huge opportunity for Panama to be able to say, guess what? We are one of the most biodiverse countries in the world, and here's the proof of it. Here is 1,000 different species of plants in one place where you can come and have a tour, or buy a calendar that has you know, the plants that are flowering in January, February,
March.
There's a lot of opportunities that
And of course the birds. I mean, we're well famous for the amount of birds.
Well, I made a joke because we planted some heliconias in our yard and some toucans came.
Oh, really?
Eating the berries.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, they're pollinators. And my friend corrected him. He said, actually, those are not pollinators. They are dispersing the seeds by eating them.
And then pooping them. That's right. Yeah.
And, you know, it's... To me, it's fascinating when a ñeque comes and picks up a seed and buries it somewhere and does a better job at planting that seed than you trying to do it with fertilizer and everything else. You know?
Well, I mean, I always wonder because, you know, I'm absolutely amazed when I think about and I look about nature. And, I mean, I'm one of these people, the only thing that I will probably spray because I don't tread on things is a cockroach.
Or a mosquito.
Mosquito, absolutely. But everything has a purpose. You know, everything, there is a structured order in how everything works, how everything continues to develop and how, and, you know, I'm not a particularly religious person, but I believe in God. And I mean, and this is proof somebody somewhere, it's planned. It has to be. It doesn't just happen. And I want to know the answer. You know, like I'm sure everybody else does, but it's absolutely fascinating. And it all comes from the same DNA string, but it's different parts of it.
Yeah, from the stars, right? From
yeah. But which David star Attenborough did, which star did it come from originally, you see?
Well, luckily with the James Webb, you know, Space Telescope.
We're going to see them,
we have a pair of glasses now that we can look at.
That's right.
look at
No, in the human population, we're looking through the bathroom windows. But no, it is absolutely fascinating, and we have a responsibility for it. I mean, that's the thing, and like we were saying earlier on with the declines.
Jump in there, because I think we do have a responsibility, and I think that's where Ford tries to highlight some people, some local actors that are trying to say, you know what, we want to try and take that responsibility on and make a difference.
Right.
And that's where the project that we're leading is working with local communities to, first of all, get permits to go into areas where there's been deforestation or national parks, to collect species that fall, and they'll die on the ground floor of the, they fall from the canopies, they die, and then what we do is we go in and we collect those and we bring them, catalog them, and put them on display in the conservation site. So each time we go to one of these communities, we tell them about the project, we leave them with material about what we're doing and about how they can set up a little collection there on their property, and then they become custodians of their area, so that that's an opportunity for them to be able to take tours, to receive different groups and customers.
Sure.
And then they become another node where we can always come back to and exchange around Panama the species that we're working with. So, you know, Ford giving these funds to the local people is what I, empowering those communities is the goal of these donativos ambientales. And, you know, we're really thankful for them. We're also working with City of Knowledge, which is a hub for entrepreneurship and innovation in Panama. You know, we've been in City Knowledge for more than 7 years now, and it's one of the most inspiring places to be working in Panama, because you come across people that are working in advanced biotechnology laboratories like Indicasat. You have the Secretariat of Science and Technology right there, and then you have, of course, many high schools, elementary schools that are right in front of the Panama Canal, you know.
Sure.
So it's an iconic location, and it's just a hub of entrepreneurship.
I mean, the thing is, as well, I agree with you 100%. We've got a lot to show. We've got a lot, as you say, our biodiversity is probably second to none. The amount of birds we have, all the birds passing through, migratory birds, and like you say, the nature, for instance, you mentioned, the flower place. Exactly. Which is world famous anyway. But it's somewhat isolated. It's
a little far from the city.
Is it? Well, not just that, but I mean, I haven't been there for many years, but I mean, you're driving over rocks and all sorts of things to get there. But we need to put in the infrastructure. We need to make these places accessible, because although it's, you know, down there in Chiriquí, it's not far, and you know, do a separate center there for tourism in Chiriquí. But then you also got to remember, you can possibly run into the danger of, if you like, with the infrastructure being put in, actually affecting what you're trying to preserve.
That's right. They're in such a beautiful location in the cloud forests that they have species up there that aren't going to grow successfully in other places.
No.
You would have to create a microclimate, air-conditioned controlled room, which other countries have shown is possible, but that's a multi-million dollar facility talking about. And, you know, that is the long-term goal of a project like this. You can start off with 200. We collected 400 species in the first round of Giras last year. And of those, some of them have already perished, unfortunately. But we have them cataloged and documented, and so now we have better information on which ones will survive. And the long-term goal would be to turn it into a botanical park that is world-renowned, so that people coming to Panama would be able to visit, and instead of having to go to all 10 provinces to go in the jungles of Darien at night to see this one flower that opens.
You create the microclimates in one place so that you can experience it.
And there is a little bit of debate on whether that's good or not to be conserving plants ex situ. And so you're taking plants away from their natural environment and you're trying to, you know, work with them. There is a debate in the scientific community about which one is better. And I'm not I'm not able to comment on which one is better. But
no, you can't.
We can do our best effort to try and conserve some of the species that are being at risk of extinction, and you know, work with the community so that they are able to recognize which species they should be looking out for as well.
I mean, I'm very interested because Paul is obviously taking a lead on this, and it really is sort of, how does this, if you like, translate into what Ford are actually doing with regards to their products?
With regards to their products, for example, I know that they've been launching an electric vehicle. I know that certain states in the United States have tried to pass laws that they will be going fully electric and trying to move away from gas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's a step, I think, in the right direction as far as fossil fuels versus electric.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I've always wondered because electric cars, I mean, I'd love an electric car.
Mm.
In fact, I just saw one recently. It's actually in production in Switzerland. It's called the Microlino.
Okay.
Do you remember, you might be too young, do you remember the BMW iSetta? That's the one where the whole front opens up. Little bubble car.
No.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to have to look this up.
Do we have any old people? Yes. But, no, they've actually started producing this electric vehicle. And it looks very, very much like the front of it opens up. It's tiny. And it's really incredible. It's for city driving, it's absolutely perfect.
Sure.
And I think, well, that's something I like because it's compact, it's small. Electric vehicles are fun, but we don't seem to, I don't know if you know the answer, but we're talking about, they all run on electricity. But then we have to produce the electricity and you know, I mean, that is so much, unfortunately, electricity right now is also produced by oil, you know, by hydrocarbons.
And I think, you know, the reason that the combustion engine won out the electric vehicle was because of range.
Mm-hmm.
You can get from here to Chiriquí on a tank or two of gas, whereas with the electric vehicle, you would have to stop in between and recharge. And that's why the combustion engine actually became the main.
But they are. I mean, the range has improved dramatically.
They have, but I think there's still a lot of improvement that has to happen with the technology in order for it to become mainstream.
But I like the idea that I think it's a Chinese company has got is where the cars that they're building. Okay, they need return, but what you do is you just drive into a garage. The thing comes out of the bottom, takes the battery shelf out, puts a new one in, bang, and away you go.
That's like drones. You know, fly your drone, you ran out of the battery, you put in a new battery, and you're in the air.
Exactly. And of course, then, you know, you pay for the charger battery, they keep the hardware and recharge it and give it to somebody else. And I think that's a good idea.
It'd be great if we could do that with our phones, you know?
Well, yes. Now you can't take the battery out of your phone, can you?
Right.
They're not silly. So anyway, we're getting back to Ford. I mean, the Ford 150 is a big vehicle, but that they've done the Ford 150 Lightning, and apparently that can basically when it's up and it's fully charged can supply electricity for a whole city. I think.
Right.
Well, I mean, what an incredible vehicle that is.
Well, imagine being able to go out to a site and then have your whole camp.
That's right.
Charged by
the
car.
Yeah, no. That's no, I mean, the future in some ways is really sort of interesting in looking at it. Now, with regards to what they're doing, what's the next step forward for Ford with regards to, you know, the environment and what we're doing here?
Well, so with this project, we'll be organizing with the Ministry of Environment some new HIRAS that we'll be doing mid-November through the end of the year, and we will be collecting more specimen species of epiphytes. So epiphytes are bromeliads, orchids, plants that don't need soil. They can grow on and receive the nutrients they get from rainwater that flows over the branches or from pools that collect the nutrients that they need within the trees. And there's over 1,400 different species of them in Panama. So our goal is to bring the ones that we have identified that can survive and have those on display and begin bringing groups of students from local schools and universities, begin working with volunteers for them to learn how to manage collections properly. There are organizations like Botanical Bridges that have been organizing conferences with botanical gardens in Latin American and Caribbean countries. And working with them, we came across an open source database where we can use GPS tagging and we can create a database of all of the plants, and you could upload an app to your phone where you'd be able to walk around and have the name of the plant, the information, when it flowers, all the relevant things about that species right on your phone. So it would be a way to have a small scale botanic park for people and visitors to make a contribution, to make it a sustainable business model, and be able to see all of these beautiful species that Panama has.
When you go about a project like this, where you want to collect all this information, I mean, it's a lot to get. Where do you get the workforce from?
So luckily, we work with young scientists.
Mm-hmm.
They've done their master's and written their thesis and have work experience in local parks right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the driving force behind this project. One of them right now is actually covered with tagua.
I know. It's brilliant. I love it.
And, you know, that's a plant that is part of Panama's culture.
I tell you, it's brilliant when we had the pandemic. What? I mean, it's like gloves, aren't they?
That's funny. They can still see your fingernails. Because I don't think it stains through. But this is part of the indigenous culture of Panama. This is part of their the way that they would address themselves. And if you've ever been out to visit the Embada tribes, you can see the way that they paint patterns and designs all over their body.
Mm.
And it's a plant that they identified and were able to use. Now, I'm sure that there are, you know, medicinal plants. There are plantas comestibles. Plants, you know, for example, did you know that vanilla is an orchid? It's the seed pod of an orchid.
I didn't realize that. No.
And so one of the most common flavors in the world is actually one of the plants that we're going to be working with. Now, globally, there's around 36,000 species of orchids. And if we've only found one flavor of ice cream, then we're a little behind. I think of the 1,400 that are here in Panama, who knows? You know, maybe you discover a new perfume, a new flavor. But that would be really cool, you know?
It's interesting what you say, because I used to go quite often. I had a piece of land up there, but above Chiriguí River, and Paname going up that way. And it was a place they had called Sierra Vieja, and it was a little hotel. And you'd go and say, you used to love it up there. And a couple of the brothers used to work there. And one of the things that when you say he knew every single plant. And it's a little bit like you were saying, every plant, again, we're back to the same thing. Every plant has a purpose, and they got a lot of medicinal. And he said, well, you use this one for this, and you use this one if you're suffering from this. You use this. It's like my wife, my good lady, she's Chinese. They make up this potion, which if you get a cut or a burner and like you put that on there, you're amazing. I mean, I stuck a knife through my thumb.
Why?
Well, it was, you know, funnily enough, it was actually separating a hamburger. You know, you're putting it anyway. And we put some of that and. It's incredible. The healing is amazing, and that is all natural. It's nothing. It's not artificial or anything like that. But they do. They all have a purpose. And I always sort of tongue in cheek joke about, you know, all the problems we have with marijuana. Well, marijuana is a medicinal plant, and it's a natural thing. It grows, and then people turn and say, "But it's illegal."
Well, many things can be abused, right?
Well, yeah, but so can a bottle of rum.
That's right.
Tell me about
it. So can a car.
You know. Exactly, you know. So, you know, I get a little bit frustrated with some thinking sometimes. But, no, as we say, everything has a purpose. I mean, and that's a good thing. I mean, from your point, that's something which would be really good. Somebody actually came out, I'm sure they probably exist, but like an encyclopedia of medicinal...
That's a really important thing you just said. Because you're right, the people who live in these places, they may not be book smart, but they're the ones that know when that plant's going to drop their seeds, when it's going to flower.
Absolutely.
They can tell
you. We've lost all that. Well, we have. They haven't. We have lost it.
But a lot of the people that are living in...
That's
more practical experience than book smart.
Of course it is, because they can hardly pop to the local pharmacy, can they?
Right.
But I'm sure you've got some entrepreneur there who sort of opened up a little store with all his plants on there. This is for headaches.
No doubt. You know, companies. Well, why do you think Smithsonian has the largest research institute outside of the United States on an island in the Panama Canal?
Yeah, absolutely.
They're they're smart. There's other companies from other countries that come to Panama and make discoveries when they go back home because they brought a molecule from Panama to their lab, and then they work with it.
Do we do enough locally?
I think that there's a lot more that could be done.
I mean, we're fortunate. Like you meant, we do have the Smithsonian here, which they do their own thing, and they do a lot of great work. But what I'm saying is we are the protectors, and as such, that means the government is the protector. And do they do enough?
That's a difficult question to answer because governance has room for... Everything has room for mistake.
Sure.
In every country, you're going to have people that don't have the best intentions who might get put into a position of power. And that's just the reality of it. Projects like this with Ford, where people have to apply and write a plan. And it might be people or groups with very little resources, but they really want to make a difference. And so by Ford highlighting these types of projects, that gives these people a chance to really help come make a difference, you know? These organizations are doing more, not than they should be, but they're doing more than other organizations.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, this is what I was just going to ask you, because we're just sort of almost coming to the end, but with the work that Ford is doing here, I mean, I know we're talking about it now on the radio, but do they do enough to make sure everybody knows what
Ford,
they're doing?
Ford has definitely been, I think, for more than 22 years now, supporting projects that are born in the communities that want to be hosting those projects, rather than saying, you guys need to do this, and you guys are going to do
hands
this.
Hands-on. Basically.
You know, and it's more successful when you have the community from the ground up saying, hey, we need this. We really want to get this going. And that's what Ford has been able to do. They've been empowering these communities and saying, hey, guess what? We're gonna give you the chance. And then we're going to put you on Jerry D so you can talk about it. And then we're going to put you on, we're going to write an article about you. And they go promoting the project so that more people can find out about it. You know, hopefully there's people out there listening and they're driving to work or already at work with the radio on in their office. And, you know, you spread the word more about the project. But it isn't something that just by doing this it's going to solve the problem. Because, you know, you can go out and collect and gather and bring them to one space.
But the thing is, you are doing something about it, because I'm inclined to be one saying, well, if I put my rubbish in the bin, I do it like that. Well, that's, you know, nobody else is doing it, so it's not going to make a difference. Well, that's the wrong attitude, isn't it? Because, you know, every little bit does help.
It does.
And, you know, we're seeing things, you know, we are seeing improvements. I mean, Yasmin went to the opening of this new device they have for cleaning the rivers, where it's now automatic and takes it out and works.
Wonderful.
Yeah, no. So, I mean, you know, I've seen some tremendous changes in Panama since I came here. And it's getting better and better. It needs leadership, and it needs the help of people like Ford.
That's right. And from the local communities as well.
Absolutely. And but there again, you know, Ford is encouraging them and helping them to get it done. Matthew, it's always great. So by the time you come here next, I don't know what will happen to the island, but...
they'll have some skyscrapers on it.
Absolutely. No, they can't do that.
Okay.
No, because we'll fire at them from here. Matthew Hosko with us this morning from Ford's, an amazing program. And do keep us up to date. You know, when things are happening, you know, just give us a call. Come in and chat with us. We're always happy to see you.
We'll have you by the garden so you can come take a look. It's in City of Knowledge.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, funny, and I was supposed to have gone out there yesterday because there was a big event
on. Misfit.
Yeah, and I wondered because they're going to have electric cars. And Yasmin was showing the video of the guy who actually converts cars to electric.
Very cool.
And so I thought, oh, perhaps I can get my Freelander done.
Oh, I don't know.
But, no, and of course what happened was I was thinking about leaving, and the sky just opened up.
That's right. Yesterday was pretty
that
bad.
Was pretty rough, yeah. Matthew, thank you so much.
Thank
don't
you.
Leave it so long next time. All right.
Thanks a lot.
And it's always good to see you. And again, big, big, big thanks to the people at Ford for what they're doing. All right. All the best to you, Matthew, and take care. All right? And that's... Oh, that's not stop talking. Yes, I'm going to. Because it's time for me to go. We've come to that time of the program where I've got to say say thank you once again to Matthew for being with us this morning here on The Breakfast Show. And we'll have some information on our website today as well about the Ford projects. And so big thanks to Matthew, big thanks to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, my producer, IT, social media, you name it. And also big thanks go out to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, to my co-producer Neil Danby over in the United Kingdom, the boys and girls of Group Agrad who keep us up and running, and as always to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us. I'll be back with you tomorrow. What do we say tomorrow morning? TGIF, we do. 6 o'clock I'll be here. And just remember what I say, whatever you're going to be doing, do it carefully, because tomorrow I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Quiroz. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.